All right.
This is Donald. I move the motion.
Okay. I'm waiting to see if there's anybody who's debating this. Okay, I don't hear anyone. So now we'll go to a vote on the main motion.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Gary Bost?
Yes.
Gary votes yes. Robin Collier?
Robin votes yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Donald votes yes. Jane Goodman?
Part of it.
Yes.
Part of it.
Jane votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Dwayne votes no. Adrienne LaViolette?
Yes.
Adrienne votes yes. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Ralph votes no. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Lawrence votes no. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean votes yes. Aldine Rosen?
Pass.
Okay, I pass this. Somebody who's rustling paper. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. James Egerton?
Yes.
James votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
Absolutely no.
Muscular votes no. Let's see, who passed? Eileen?
Yeah, I'll abstain on this one.
Abstain, okay. And let me count.
Did you get Jan?
Yes. Jan voted yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Okay.
With 15 yes, 4 no's, and 1 abstention. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
You're abstain.
Okay, so the 2 abstentions.
Okay.
So I achieved 2/3.
Right.
More than 2/3.
Right, more than 2/3. If everyone had voted, if 21 had voted, 2/3 would have been 14. So,
correct.
Is less because only 19 voted, and we had so 15 is more than everybody voting. So, okay. So this motion to allow unlimited number of ballots per calendar year for the calendar year 2019 passes. Okay. We're still. How are we doing on time, Mansoor?
Sorry, we are 35 minutes within this category, but we have spent about 10 minutes point of order and clarification.
So that means 25 minutes.
Yep.
Okay. So we have another 35 minutes. For the other items of this topic, of this number 2 item?
Yes.
Do you have some bylaw amendments to vote on?
Bill, please.
Yes, Bill.
Well, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you.
Okay, so I'm just looking in the I'm looking in the agenda for the motion to approve which bylaws are we voting on.
There's no motion like that in the agenda, but I'm about to make one.
All right.
Do that now. Okay, I move that we approve bylaws number 1 and 2 in the December 2018 group. And that was end use of membership waivers and delegates defined. Do you want me to read those?
One second. Would you please email that motion? Or did you already?
No, I haven't. All right. I'll let somebody else talk and I'll email it then.
Okay. So, all right. I just want to... so this was posted. You're saying these were posted in December, and we still have a question about whether or not we can vote on those, if we would have had to vote on those by December 31st, which is what Ford's opinion said to us, that we had to vote on them by December 31st.
Can I speak on that?
Some different ones?
No, actually, I think Ford was incorrect about that. And I don't remember if he actually said that. I'm not looking at his opinion. But the bylaws do say that the same calendar year restriction only refers to amendments submitted by member petition. That's a different mechanism of submitting amendments than when the six directors submit them.
So I'm, as I mentioned, I'm asking Ford for clarification on this, and if he is clear that that is what he meant, even though it says that in that paragraph, then this vote could be invalidated, okay? Just want everybody to know that.
I understand, but I think it's
okay.
Pretty clear that
the
calendar year
okay.
restriction doesn't apply to this.
Okay.
Okay, I'll get back on emailing this to you.
Like I said, sometimes it looks like something applies to something in the bylaws only, and it actually applies to that plus other things in bylaws, in California codes, in Robert's rules. So it's not clear to me that Ford's opinion was incorrect. And I want to get double check with him on that. Okay. So did someone want to speak to these bylaw amendments that Bill is going to email us? Let's see. Or does anybody care? You just want to vote? I don't think we can have a discussion if people can't see what it is they're voting on.
Well, the link's in the bylaws. I mean, in the agenda I sent out. You just click on the link and you.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. So, if you open up today's agenda in your I'm sorry. I was looking at the hard copy. Right. So, but you're going to send the motion, and I guess you're going to put, that would be, sorry. Okay, so the last time the agenda was sent out was at 8:56 p.m. Eastern Time. And there's an attachment to the agenda, and there's a link in the agenda, which opens up to the proposed Pacifica Foundation bylaw amendments, December 2018, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The first one is Article 3, Section 4, and the second one is Article 4, Section 1. So the first one is to change. This amendment would remove the ability of LSBs to give waivers for membership requirements. The actual amendment of the text removes Article 3, remove it altogether, and Article 3, Section 4, remove it altogether. Article 3 says, Article 3, members of the foundation, Section 4, waiver of requirements. The local station board for each foundation radio station, also referred herein as LSB, may adjust or waive the contribution requirement for listener sponsor membership set forth in Section 1A of this article of these bylaws on a case-by-case basis for reasons of financial hardship, where said LSB, in its discretion, determines that the proposed member has demonstrated a sincere interest in becoming a member of the foundation and is also genuinely unable to afford the contribution amount or to volunteer the minimum 3 hours of service. Okay. And the rationale, waivers have been abused by certain LSB members by exempting friends of LSB members from even the minimal donation requirement of either $25 or 3 volunteer hours per year, so that those people may get ballots and vote for their friends in Pacifica elections without donating anything, money or volunteer time to the station. Even incarcerated listeners can meet the volunteer hour requirement by helping to review programs for the program director, for example. People should show a minimal level of commitment to the station to be able to vote in our elections, but of course they may still listen without donating anything. So,
this is Lawrence. I'd like to speak against this amendment.
Okay, 1 second. I'm sorry. Look. Do I have a second on this amendment?
Second. Great.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. And here's Bill's motion. I move approval of the following two bylaw amendments, proposed bylaw number 1 and proposed bylaw number 2. Okay, and Grace just seconded that. Okay, so Lawrence, you're going to speak against that. And also,
of course.
So you're speaking against, we have to vote on both of them in one motion, Bill?
Well, my motion is just to approve both of them. That's the motion. And by the way, I sent her a better formatted set just a minute ago.
Okay.
It's better formatted.
Okay, let me just read the other part. I'm sorry. The other proposed bylaw amendment number 2, since we're voting on it at the same time. In the below bylaw, the text in red and underlined should be deleted, and the text in green and in italics should be added. Article 4, Section 1, delegates defined. The members of each class for each foundation radio station shall separately elect delegates who shall serve as representatives of the members in the election of foundation directors at an assembly of delegates of, is supposed to be added, and what's removed is the from. Let me read the part, the old part. The members of each class for each foundation radio station shall separately elect delegates who serve as representatives of the members in the election of foundation directors from each radio station area, and who shall have such other duties and powers as are specified in these bylaws. And the proposed amendment is to be read as, the members of each class for each foundation radio station shall separately elect delegates who shall serve as representatives of the members in the election of foundation directors at an assembly of delegates of each radio station area, and who shall have such other duties and powers as are specified in these bylaws. Okay. Bill, did you want to motivate that one? Because that doesn't have a rationale with it.
Could I let Grace do that?
Grace? Okay. Basically, there's been a debate about whether stations should elect PNB directors in a delegates assembly. Most stations have had delegates assemblies which elect the PNB directors. Those delegates assemblies also have their own officers, and that's been the tradition in Pacifica. So this just immortalizes that tradition. The reason to have delegates assemblies is that it sets a protocol for who chooses the PNB directors. Because the local station boards are considered to be committees of the PNB, it's better to have the delegates assembly choose the PNB directors, vote on the PNB directors, because an LSB decision can be overridden by the PNB, whereas a delegates assembly decision cannot. So that, but nonetheless, this has been, we've had delegates assemblies since these bylaws, but there's no statement that such a an entity exists. Just wanted to put it in the bylaws so that it's clear that PNB directors are elected in delegates assemblies, as has been the practice at most stations since these bylaws were adopted.
Request for information?
Yes, what's the request for information?
Yeah, how do we define an assembly of delegates?
And can I respond to that?
Go ahead, Grace.
And who chooses the delegates?
Okay. Our local station board elections, that's actually a misnomer. When we have elections, we're electing delegates to Pacifica. Each station is electing delegates when we have elections. Those delegates then have a delegates assembly, and in that delegates assembly, their power is to elect members from that station to represent the station on the national board. That's the primary duty of the delegates. However, the delegates also automatically become members of the local station board. Local station board is different from the, it has the same, all the delegates who were elected in the elections also become members of the local station board. However, the local station board also has the general manager as a non-voting member. It's been a tradition in Pacifica since the adoption of the bylaws to hold delegates assemblies as a separate body, separate meeting to do that one major function, which is to elect national board directors.
So the delegates are only those LSB members who were elected by the listeners or by the staff?
Both.
Right, both.
Mm-hmm. The bylaw states specifically that those are... Yeah.
Go ahead.
So the bylaw...
Request for information.
Go ahead, Grace, finish.
The bylaws specifically state that the elections are delegate elections. So even though we colloquially refer to them as local station board elections, because ultimately the delegates do also serve on the local station board, but the bylaws say that the members, both listener and staff members, are electing delegates for the station. Station delegates.
And those delegates are going to serve as representatives of the members for in the election of the foundation directors from each radio station.
Correct.
I have a question. No, go ahead, Lawrence, and then I have a question. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. I'm speaking against these
sessions. Wait, you have a question? I thought you said you had a question.
No, somebody else did.
That's me. Gary?
Was that Gary that had a question?
Yes, a question. Real quick.
Go ahead, what's your question?
I'm just trying to understand the process. I'm still learning the setup here. So, for example, I'm an affiliate, so we don't have boards here. So the LSBs only refer to the four or five major stations by Pacifica, correct?
That's right. So this bylaw refers to the local station delegates. Could somebody stop rustling papers there? The members elect these delegates, and I don't understand. Yeah, so it doesn't apply to the affiliate directors. The affiliate directors are elected later on by the directors.
Thank you.
So I don't see why this phrase needs to be added in place of from. Could you explain that?
Okay. I think I can explain. Since the beginning of the bylaws, there have been delegates assemblies at most of the stations, and in those delegate assemblies, PNB directors are elected as a separate body from the LSB, local station board of those stations. So, but nowhere in the bylaws does it state that there is such a thing as a delegates assembly, as distinct from a local station board. So this just states that there is such a thing as a delegates assembly of the delegates, and that in an assembly of the delegates, that's in that meeting is when and where the PNB directors from that station are elected by the delegates.
So this means that this will be coming in conflict with the bylaw that says the PNB has jurisdiction over the local station boards. If that's not changed to also the delegate assemblies, then the delegates can assemble anytime and do anything they want, and the PNB cannot overrule them. Would that be the case?
No, because the delegates have very specific powers and duties, totally separate from the local station boards. So it would be improper for the national board to tamper with the authority of the delegates who are empowered to choose who is on the national board. The delegates assembly is, in a sense, empowered to choose who will and will not be on the national board. That's a separate function from what the powers and duties are of the local station board. Because electing P&B directors is not stated in the powers and duties of local station board members, there obviously must be a separate body that has that function. And I'm just saying that it's not the, however, the concept of assembly of delegates is not stated in the bylaws. Obviously, there was a desire on the part of the originators of the original bylaws to have the election for P&B directors be a separate function that's carried out by the delegates separately from the local station board. If you look at the powers and duties of the local station board, it does not include voting for representatives from that station to the national board. So I'm just saying that we've been having, it's been understood that that's the case since the inception of the bylaws. But there's been a little bit of argument about it, so that because there's no statement that there is such a thing as an assembly of delegates. So this just gives it a name and puts it in there. We've been having delegates assemblies since the beginning of the bylaws, at least at WBAI and at KPFK, probably also at KPFA. I'm not sure what the history is at the other station, but I know that KPFK has had delegates assemblies as separate from the local station boards since 2002, 2003. And I believe so has WBAI.
Okay, so doesn't...
Request for information?
Another question. Okay, was that another question?
Yeah, I got another question.
Go ahead.
So... Maybe I'm misunderstanding this, or maybe I'm not hearing it right. But it seems like what it seems like is happening is that you're removing the powers and duties from the LSPs and putting it in the hands of P&B directors to elect P&B directors. Is that what you're saying, Greg?
No, the delegates of the LSPs. It's removing the power of the PNB over an assembly of the delegates when they act as an assembly of the delegates. In this particular case, it specifies when they elect directors. So the PNB could not interfere with their election of directors.
Hey, Madam Chair, I'd still like to speak against the 0.34 amendment.
Okay, my other question is about this. The assembly of delegates, it says in this sentence here, and who shall have other duties and powers as are specified in these bylaws? And that refers to the LSBs or to the Assembly of Delegates? Because it does not, I don't think it's, if this is the only place where the Assembly of Delegates is mentioned in the bylaws, are there any, what other powers and duties would they have?
You know, I'd like to, can I respond to this briefly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
If this is, these bylaws, especially this type of issue, is extremely confusing and complicated.
Mm-hmm.
These bylaws are complicated. I've been grappling with them, as many of us have, for many years.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not understandable to people and they want to discuss them more, maybe we want to postpone consideration of this particular amendment. I don't know. I leave it up to the by. I've been trying to explain it as best as I can. The local station board, the powers and duties of the local station board do not include electing directors to the national board. That duty is given expressly to delegates. So there is a separation in the bylaws, or that could be interpreted as a separation in the bylaws between the powers and duties of local station board members and of delegates. Now, the local station board members are also delegates, but the delegate assembly, as I see it, is a separate body with the duty, main duty being to elect P&B directors. Now, that's how it's been interpreted by most people in Pacifica since these bylaws were adopted. And traditionally, at least KPFK and WBAI have held delegates assemblies, and it's in those separate delegate assembly meetings where the P&B directors are elected, not in local station board meetings. So this is just putting that concept that there is such a thing as a delegates assembly in the bylaws, just by adding those couple of words.
How does this differ from Article 5, Section 3B, where it says the election delegates for each radio station shall meet annually in early January to elect 4 directors to represent that radio station of the board? The delegates of both classes of members voting together shall elect 3 listener sponsors directors using the STV method and shall elect 1 staff director using instant runoff to represent that radio station on the board.
So that is just, that is describing what is done in a delegates assembly.
Doesn't that ascribe that power to the delegates already?
It does. Absolutely. I'm just saying that by having that activity done, it's done in a delegates assembly, a meeting of the delegates, but it's different from the powers and duties of the local station boards.
Right.
I know that this is complicated, but
I mean, maybe you want to have something that says that other people on the LSB, like the secretary, if they're not a delegate, and the treasurer, if they're not a delegate, do not vote in the director's election, you know, or something that's more specifically excluding people who are not delegates, so that it's clear that only the delegates have the power to elect the directors.
I think that's pretty clear in the bylaws themselves, that that function is given only to delegates, that power and duty.
Okay. All right. So Lawrence, I'm sorry. Go ahead and debate your point on this motion.
Are you on 3.4? Because that's the one I'm against. The other one is too confusing for me to vote on. But anyway, so I'm going to speak against 3.4 and of use for membership waivers. This is classism. I'm sorry to say that. But this is dividing the haves from the have-nots. This is disenfranchising. For those listeners who don't have the money, who may be on public benefits, who are handicapped or disabled, and cannot make it to a station to volunteer. I don't know who's abusing these waivers, but we just had an election, and there was not one waiver requested for the KPFK election. If anything needs to happen, you need to really tell us who is abusing the waivers. Instead of being sneaky, you should tell us who is abusing the waivers. And you should also tell us what kind of data did you engage in before you decided to propose this amendment. Also, I like to hear a legal opinion from Ford Greene in regards to how this could possibly end up in court. Because this is a disenfranchisement of our listeners. This is really putting, you know, doing what Trump is doing by saying, well, if you have, then you're okay with me. If you don't have, then, you know, we're gonna put you in a cage or we're gonna ship you out. I mean, this is really embarrassing for us to even propose something like this without even naming data, without even naming the other species that are abusing it or the stations that are abusing it. I don't think this stands the test of time, and anybody with a conscience should vote this down because there's no data, and I'm sure that a few waivers here and there does not really hurt Pacifica at all. But to even consider something like this against the poor, the disenfranchised, the voiceless, the underserved, the handicapped, those are on public benefits. It is a disgrace for us to even consider something like this. And I'm surprised that this amendment even made it to the light of day. I would certainly not vote for this amendment. And I encourage those with a conscience to really search their conscience and before they vote and vote against this amendment.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Request for information.
Well said, Lawrence. I knew this was going to happen.
Okay, great. I have a request for information. Who's that?
This is Gary.
Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, to Lawrence's point, I would definitely need to see, as a voting member, I would need to see more data. My issue was with 3.4 as well. Who's doing this? How widespread is the problem?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Gary. Okay, so a request for information is is when you ask for the floor for a request for information, it's you have a question that can be answered right then and there.
How widespread is the problem?
You want to know that answer right now. I think the people that propose this motion could answer that question.
Go for the stack.
The chair, timekeeper.
Is there someone? Sorry. Yes.
Timekeeper.
We've been trying to get 20 minutes.
Sorry. Did you subtract the request for information?
Yes, I'm just saying that you got about like a little bit less than 10 minutes on this.
Okay. All right. Bill, did you want to answer the question?
No, I want to make a motion to divide.
Okay. First, is there anybody that can answer Gary's question? If not, we'll go on to, I don't have that data. But just is anybody that can answer Gary's question? Okay, Bill, go ahead and have your motion to divide.
I move to divide the motion I made so that we vote separately on amendment number one and number two.
Okay. Is there a second to dividing?
Second.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Is there any objection to dividing into two motions? Okay. Hearing no objection. Okay. So we're on the first motion, which we've just been debating on the waivers. Okay, so we've had one against, and anyone else want to speak for or against?
This is Grace. I'd like to speak for.
Okay, go ahead, Grace.
Okay, this opens up the elections to fraudulent membership, and I'd like to say that it is just as susceptible to fraud on the part of well-heeled people as it is to the disenfranchised. I know of, during regular elections, people going to nursing homes and requesting absentee ballots and then having elderly voters. I mean, we all know how to get out the vote. People with the money and time to do that, people with higher than average income, are very capable of gaming our elections by stuffing the ballot box with supposedly indigent members. So this has not happened,
Grace.
Wait. Let Grace finish and then go ahead.
Okay. In the past, we've had at KPFK requests for ballots, for waiver ballots. We've had like scores, in one election, scores of applications, and the signature on the bottom was all the same, and the address was all the same. The names were different. This is fraud. It was not accepted by the LSB, but nonetheless, this is the kind of thing that can happen. And it's just as susceptible. There's nothing that says that only the poor can game the system by putting in requests for waivers for people who are really don't really care about the radio station. It's just people who want to get on the LSB can ask for phony waiver membership.
This is utterly pitiful.
Maskila, did you want to speak against it?
I'm sorry. I agree with Lawrence that this is just utterly pitiful for them to even propose something like this. It just doesn't make sense. And this is like... Well, this is the PNB on steroids with all these people with this idea that they are going to run this thing, and really, really, they should be embarrassed by this. I agree with Lawrence on this. We should be embarrassed to be even discussing something like this, especially with no data. Yes, there's no data. Bring the data, Grace. Let us know what you found out, so that we can make a decision that is based on something rather than hearsay or what you thought or what you thought you saw or something. You bring something better than that. You know better than that. Thank you.
Is there any other... I have a question. Are there other procedures that can be put in place to make getting rid of this bylaw not unnecessary? Like you just said, that something was already caught when people tried to do this at KPFK. It was caught by the local election supervisor. I'm assuming there are procedures in place to catch this sort of thing.
Still for the stack. Hello,
Chair, I'd like to be on the stack because that has not happened. I don't know what Grace is talking about. I've been on the LSB and or on committees, and we have had very few waivers requested. So I don't know where she gets this story from. I'm really surprised that she created a story like this.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Could be on the stack.
Right. Who was that?
That's Eileen. I asked to be on the stack.
Okay. All right. Bill and then Eileen. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. You know, voting is a privilege of people who support our stations. We haven't changed the $25 in decades, the minimum dollar requirement. And if you don't have $25, all you have to do is find 3 hours sometime during in a whole year and volunteer at the station. You can volunteer at one fundraising event, for example, or one other event. And as long as it's supervised by station staff, you can earn your membership that way. I just think it's silly to think that we would let somebody who does not support our station in any way whatsoever to give them the right to vote. They can still listen.
Does that include the incarcerated?
24/7. Yes,
does that include the incarcerated? The ones that we don't have relationships with? You want them to be reprogramming?
Do I have the floor? And I would like to address what Lawrence just said, though, even though he was interrupting me. But Lawrence, we incarcerated people can and have
okay, I heard
3 hours.
One second, I heard a point of order.
I didn't understand what you're saying, Madam Chair.
I heard a point of order. Okay.
Yes, sorry, that was Adrian. My point of order is that Bill was speaking, and I would like for him to be able to finish what he was saying without interruption.
We have a lot of noise and people speaking in the background. Please mute your phones if you're not speaking, if you don't have before. Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you. Incarcerated people can and have earned 3 hours of volunteer time as members simply by doing things like listening to a program on the radio and evaluating it and sending in their evaluation to the program director. And, you know, you don't have to send a penny, but you can do things like that. Asking 3 hours of somebody's time in a whole year is not unreasonable. And what is unreasonable is somebody coming in the day or two before the or a week before the record date and saying, I haven't had time to spend any time to help the station. So let me vote, even though I've had a whole year where I could have done this. I think this amendment's reasonable, and it also simplifies things somewhat for the election supervisor because we have so many ways that people qualify for membership. This is just another complication that's not needed. And
10 seconds.
I'm sorry, but it's very fair having the three-hour requirement or the $25 as a membership so you can vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Eileen? Eileen, you have the floor.
Sorry, I have to unmute.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear what Bill says, but I'm uncomfortable with a blanket prohibition of letting people who can't or haven't contributed in any way. I think that was Lawrence who spoke to that. I was wondering if we could, instead of removing the section on waivers, if we could add something that subjected it to something like, let's see, where did it go? Where any waivers would have to be voted on by the LSB, that could happen at monthly meetings. Just to make sure everybody on the LSB knew who was asking for a waiver, and that way, you know, if we're worried about people trying to game the system by getting people to vote for them or their friends, that way it would be the whole LSB could see it and be aware and vote on it. That's kind of an alternative idea.
Madam Chair, timekeeper.
I second.
Jen, good answer. So in order to do that, we cannot change the bylaw amendment. We'd have to bring your suggestion to another round of bylaw amendments. And so the thing to do would be to vote this amendment down and then bring it again to another bylaw amendment process with your
Chair. May I be recognized, Chair?
Okay.
Lawrence.
Okay, 1 second.
The timekeeper, please. Chair, Madam Chair, timekeeper.
Jared Goodman on the
yes, timekeeper.
Yes.
Okay,
We are at the time. We actually has gone 1 minute over.
Okay. So if we want to continue discussion on this bylaw, on these bylaw amendments, on this one and the second one, we would need an extension of time. Is there an extension
of
time?
I'd like to make a motion that we extend for 5 minutes.
Okay. Is there a second to extend for 5 minutes?
Second, Maskila.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending this item for 5 minutes? Okay. Hearing no objection, we are extended for 5 minutes.
This is Grace. I object.
Chair,
okay.
You just made a decision, and Grace.
Let's
go ahead. Madam Chair, the parliamentarian would like to speak.
Go ahead, Mr. Parliamentarian.
Since the amendment has been divided into two parts, you're going to have separate votes on the extension.
Okay. So that was a vote. Yeah. Okay. So we voted. There was no objection. There was no objection to extending for 5 minutes, and I announced it. And then, I'm sorry, once I announce it, as I understand when I announce it, that's it. So we're extending for 5 minutes on the... So, Mr. Parliamentarian, you're asking me which are we extended on? We're extended on, then we are extended on... I mean, I was asking for the whole item... The whole item, which we had 60 minutes for originally.
Okay, that answers my question. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so we're
Chair,
extending
may I
for
be
5 minutes.
Recognized?
Yes.
I'd like to table this amendment number one, till we get data in from all the individual stations, whoever is in control of providing waivers to members. That's my motion, and I'll submit it in about a minute.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there a second?
Ask you last second.
Okay, thank you. Is there any objection to tabling this motion?
Point of procedure.
I object, Robin.
Yes.
Okay.
I object.
Okay. What was your point?
The procedure is he needs to put it in writing and send it out.
Okay. He said he's about to do that. Okay. Okay, so... we're going to go to a vote on tabling the voting on motion to for the Article 3, Section 4. Was that it, Bill?
Yes.
Good. So go ahead and take the vote on tabling.
Correct. Amendment number one.
Take the vote on tabling.
It has to be tabled.
Those are the motions to table. Sarah?
You can't use the motion to table
because it has to be tabled to a certain time.
It has to be brought up at the same meeting. This is a postponed to the next meeting is what this is.
I stand corrected by the parliamentarian. The reason is because I want data from each station.
Okay. So, Bill, please take the vote on postponing this motion till the next meeting.
Correct.
Okay. Grace Aaron?
No.
Grace votes no. Gary Boast?
I'm going to say yes to postponing this voting until the next meeting.
Okay, Grace. I mean, Gary votes yes. Robin Collier?
No.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes no. Donald Goldmacher?
No.
Donald votes no. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Wally James?
No.
Wally votes no. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne.
Yes.
I hear yes and some noise. I think you voted yes. Adriana Laviolette?
Voted yes.
Okay. Okay, Dwayne votes
no.
Yes. Adrian votes no. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Ralph votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes. With a clear conscience.
Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Lawrence votes no.
You're not speaking. Thinking your phone.
Yeah. Eileen Rosen?
I vote yes.
Eileen votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. James Agerton?
No.
James votes no. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Pass.
Okay, Tom passes. Muscular Washington?
Yes.
Muscular votes yes. Going back, let's see. Tom? I think you were the only one that passed.
Yeah, I vote no.
Tom votes no. Let me count. We have seven yes. Thirteen no. Chair, do you wish to vote? Nancy?
Oops, I'm sorry. Chair abstain.
Okay, seven yes, 13 no, one abstention.
I'd like to call the question. This is Donald. I'd like to call the question.
So now we are going to vote on the main motion to which is on article is on the amendment the bylaw amendment to remove Article 3, Section 4 from the bylaws.
Okay, so this is vote on amendment number one. Yes, Grace Herring.
Amendment number one.
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Carrie Boast. Can't hear you, Carrie. Robin Collier.
So the bylaw, I just want to make sure that people are clear that the bylaw that is going to be removed is membership waivers.
Okay. Gary? Can't hear you, Gary. Robin Collier?
Robin votes yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
You're too pushy.
Chris? Can't hear you, Chris. Bill Crozier votes
pass,
yes.
Pass.
Okay. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Donald votes yes. Jan Goodman?
Sorry, yes.
Jan votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Adrian LaViolette?
Yes.
Adrian votes yes. Ralph Pointer? Can't hear you, Ralph. Lawrence Reyes?
Ralph, no. Got it?
Lawrence Reyes, no.
Okay. Lawrence, no, and Ralph also, no?
No.
Okay, no for both of you, thank you. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean votes yes. Eileen Rosen?
No.
Eileen votes no. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. James Segerton?
I'm leaving him in here with you for a bit.
I think I hear you, Tom.
Tom, could you please mute your phone? Tom, Maurice, could you please mute your phone? Thank you.
James, are you voting? James Egerton?
James.
Sorry, I did. Yes.
Okay, James, so it's yes. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Tom Voorhees?
Pass.
Can't hear you. Pass. Okay, Muscular Washington?
No.
Muscular votes no. Going back, Carrie Boast?
I'm sorry, Bill, I was on mute. I'm going to vote no.
Okay, Gary votes no. Let's see. Dwayne Lark, didn't hear you.
No.
explain votes no. And Chris Corey, I don't think I heard you.
Abstain.
Chris abstains. We got Tom? Tom Voorhees?
Yeah. Yes.
Vote yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so let me count.
Does it require a two-thirds?
No, it requires them. It takes 11 votes, majority of the whole board. There's 12 yes, 7 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
Okay, that'd be 8 no. 12 yes, 8 no. And to answer the question, essentially, an abstention.
Mr. Parliamentarian?
It doesn't pass, Madam Chair. 12 in favor of, 8 opposed. That's 20. You need two-thirds of 20, which is 14. So.
Why? Why do we need two-thirds?
Because this is a bylaw amendment. All bylaw amendments take two-thirds vote to approve.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Bill?
It takes half of the... It takes a majority of the whole board, which would be 11. It doesn't take two-thirds.
All right, let me look something up here.
So you know more than the parliamentarian.
Of course he
well,
does.
I'm familiar with the bylaws.
Right.
I'm just
order, please. Order, please.
Doesn't work for him.
May I ask a question while you're looking up something?
Yes.
Why couldn't we all decide? I thought we had decided that we would wait for more information. I mean, who... I don't think it's right that people are comfortable voting for this when we don't even know how many, like what's the scale of this problem.
They don't care.
All right, so I think that's a rhetorical question. If people had, the question was asked, the challenge was made that this is not a problem and these waivers are not being abused and no one except for Grace spoke to that. And so I'm assuming that means that the people that voted for this agree with her.
Madam Chair, it's Bill. May I address the question about majority versus two-thirds?
Yeah.
This is Grace. I have a point of personal privilege.
What's your point of personal privilege, Grace?
My main argument was that this mechanism can be abused. Whether it was abused or not in the past is really not that relevant. It can be abused. And that was one of my main arguments to eliminate this clause in the bylaws.
Chair, I'd like to have a point of personal privilege as well, since I spoke against.
Go ahead.
So this has not been a problem. I'm sorry. Did anybody on this call grow up poor, in poverty, discriminated against? You know, Grace has a faulty argument. This has not been a problem.
This is not.
People with deep pockets still win these elections.
Point of order.
Okay. What's your point of order?
He's making an argument, not a request for a personal.
Point well taken. Okay. So,
Chair, this is Bill. May I address what the bylaws say about approval?
Yeah, I'm looking for where it says two-thirds is required.
Okay. Article Article 17, Section 1. Don't look at Section 2 now. Section 2 is
A or B. A or B.
Okay. B, voting and approval. Subsection 2I. It says the proposed amendment must be approved by the majority of all directors on the board and by the majority vote of all the delegates of at least three of the foundation radio stations.
Okay, there it is. That's what I was looking for. Okay.
Madam Chair, the parliament would like to read, quote the bylaws.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm also looking at Article 17, Section B, approving amendments. 2I, the proposed amendments must be approved by A, the two-thirds vote of all directors, B, the two-thirds vote of all delegates of at least three of the foundation stations, and C, the two-thirds of the members, provided a quorum of the members has been established by written ballot. So,
Madam Chair,
those
spill.
One second.
I can hear you. Two-thirds vote. I don't see the word majority of the entire membership.
Okay, wait. I'm trying to see where you are speaking, Mr. Tate.
I see where it is.
Okay, Article 17, Amendment of Articles of Incorporation and Bylaws.
Right.
Section B, 2I, as in it.
Yeah.
It says in that particular subsection I, in all three cases, it says two-thirds vote. I don't see where it says a majority of the entire membership.
Bill, may I clarify?
One second. Okay. Three. Are you looking at... Section 2 of Article 17 or Section 1?
I'm looking at Article 17.
Which section?
The section is B when it says approving amendment. Approving amendment.
Okay. You're looking at amendment of the Articles of Incorporation.
But
so that's up at the very top. Up at the very top, it says Article 17, Amendment of Articles of Incorporation and Bylaws, Section 2, Amendment of Articles of Incorporation.
And what is your point there?
We're in Section 1, Amendment of Bylaws.
Section 1.
Yeah. Which, under Section 1, it has a different B. It has voting and approval is what...
Okay, I'm looking at a different place because, unless there are two Article 17, because I'm looking at how amendments are approved.
You're looking at how articles of incorporation are approved, amendments of article of incorporation. You want to go back to Article 17, Section 1, not Article 17, Section 2.